Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of our podcast, Is Breakfast Included? On the show today, my good friend Greg Spicoli-Rennell. Now, Greg is an on-air personality at KNON. He has his own show along with his partner, Lee Russell, called Reckless Rock Radio. I reached out to Greg to talk to him because there's no one I know more than Greg that supports the Dallas, Texas local music scene so much that he has a show dedicated to it. Also, Greg is an encyclopedia of music. Like, he knows everything, not just about the bands that everybody knows, the bands that nobody knows. And he likes to turn people on to new bands, and he'll shove it down your throat. Just kidding. No, he plays music that, you know, that really doesn't never gets a chance to get played on the air, and he turns people on to new music. It was a really fun conversation. We talked about the local music scene. We talked about music in general, and he told me what he liked for breakfast. Let's check it out. All right, man. Tell everyone who you are.
Greg Spicoli-Rennell, Reckless Rock Radio, KNON 89.3 FM, Eggs and Bangers, Thursday mornings, 8 to 10, KNON Now.
All right on, man. How'd you get into the radio business? Let's start. Where are you from, man, originally?
Originally from Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas proper or one of the surrounding areas?
Denton County suburbs.
Denton County?
The Colony and Louisville. That's right on, man. Where I cut my teeth, grew up, scraped my knees, went to grade school, fished, all that stuff, you know.
Right on. Are you a musician?
I moonlight in a couple bands as a vocalist, but I've never taken myself seriously as a musician, no. All right.
But you've always been into local music or just music?
I've always been into local music. As soon as I was old enough to get a fake ID or go to clubs that they wouldn't card me, because I've looked 35 years old since I was 15. So that I worked that to my advantage many, many times.
Right on.
So a lot of places didn't say stuff. So I started going to like Deep Ellum when I was about 96.
96. So that was a good year, man. That was a good. Mid to late 90s was good time in Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
A lot of good bands.
Some I missed out on that I just weren't on my radar that I'm smacking myself today that I didn't see back then and I could have.
Yeah. I know, right? Same here.
We didn't have the internet. What we had was the Dallas Observer, the Harder Beat, and the Fort Worth Weekly. You looked in the back, saw who was playing. And that's how you did your weekend. You know, we're looking at all the band and club listings, and that's how you planned your weekend. And hopefully they were good. Sometimes they weren't. If they weren't good, you took note. Okay, I don't go see them again. Or if they were really awesome, you were there all the time, or you made sure you looked for their name again.
I know, right? Yeah. And, you know, I worked at a venue there. I worked at the Galaxy for a long time. Then I worked at Club Indigo. And sometimes those clubs wouldn't put the ad in the Dallas Observer because of the price. So sometimes you just missed out on what was going on.
Just took a chance. Wonder what's going on inside the Galaxy tonight.
Yeah.
Awesome anyway. Always was. I love that voice, man.
Your mic's kind of cutting out.
Oh, sorry. How's that?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I just need to talk louder.
What were some of the first bands you saw?
Drowning Pool was definitely one of the first. And I think I want to say that was before Dave Williams. In fact, I'm pretty positive it was.
Yeah, I think Sean Hall sang for Drowning Pool.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I was going to see Slow Roosevelt, Dusu, Aska. Who am I leaving out? Big Iron, Low Gear, a lot of bands like that. Just pretty much any band that was played on the local show with Chaz on KGL 97.1 The Eagle.
Did you ever see a band called South 40?
I sure did.
I was the bass player in South 40.
Is that right? That is so rad. I think I have something of yours then. Well, something that you created. I have to dig it out. I've got my stash of local treasures under the table.
Yeah. So, going to being a supporter of local music, which I was as well growing up, did you think you would ever have your own radio show strictly dedicated to local music?
Absolutely not.
How'd you get it?
I've been at KNON for 7 years now. It'll be 7 years in April with Big Mix Lee. And that all started as a joke between Lee and station manager Dave Chaos. And I guess the other local show in town at the time wasn't doing something to their liking. And Lee joked and said, you know, if you want to do a real local show, I'm available. And it was just, you know, too many Bud Light talks. And then it happened. Gave him, like, okay, we had an opening on Sunday nights. Go ahead and give it a go. And Lee's all freaking out. Help me, because I had, you know, experience in radio going back to, you know, the 93.3 The Bone, where I spent many years. And just got on, helped him out. He's like, this is all local music. Well, carrying on a tradition, there's always been that tradition on the FM airwaves in Dallas-Fort Worth on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
You know, the Chaz and Debbie Sexton, and I think a guy on the Ticket used to do a local show. I think the Edge used to do a local show on Sunday nights. Hell, I can't remember. So it's not anything new under the sun, just carrying on a tradition, as I like to.
Right on.
And we get to play whatever we want.
Yeah.
We're not told what to play.
Yeah, that was my next question. How did you want your local show to be different from the others? I always had a problem with the other local shows. It was always the same five bands, in my opinion.
I understand. And there's a reason for that, not just because that's what they were told to play, I'm sure. You just got to strike while the iron's hot. There's some bands that you just want to play every week because they're just really hot right now, and they're keep putting out great music. So there are some times we will do that, but not like all the time. I don't want to burn people out.
Yeah.
And I want to give everyone a shot, whether it's new or whether it's old. That's another thing. We're not just staying on top of the current and cutting edge, what's hot bands out there right now. We're all about preserving history. Mm-hmm. And we'll play any rock and roll band as long as it's from Dallas, Fort Worth, North Texas proper. I don't care how old it is. We'll play garage rock bands from the 60s. Yeah, great stuff back then too.
Since you started this show, has your not knowledge, but your wheelhouse grown? You know, for local music. Like you said, you have garage bands from the 60s. Are you discovering shit every day?
Absolutely. And every day, or almost every day, I open my emails. It's like Christmas, man. Just finding buried treasure, and it's and people sending me new stuff, and the quality has just gotten up. To answer your question, I've found so much stuff, and then I've overlooked so much stuff because, you know, you're younger, you're in a different mindset. You only want to listen to one kind of thing, or only want to go see one kind of show. Not anymore. With being on Reckless Rock Radio, it's made me, I want to try all the ice cream flavors, you know? It's like, oh my God, I forgot about that band.
Right on.
My friends used to say that band sucked. They lied. I've gone back and hit up some of my old high school buddies who I go to these shows with. I remember you saying this band sucked. This band kicks ass. Why did I listen to you back then? There's a lot of that. just spreading out. And just there's so many great, great genres of rock and roll here locally. And I just love all of it. It's just so
you say you get hit up a lot and you get a lot of submissions. Do you ever get submissions from like local country bands or local hip hop bands?
No.
You guys are strictly rock.
When I'm on the street, if somebody finds out I work for KNON, I'll point them in the right direction if they're, you know, into, if they're a hip hop artist or, you know, play country. But no, we're a strictly rock and roll show.
Yeah.
And that's a big umbrella term. So anything that falls under rock and roll, whether it be punk, alternative, black metal,
yeah,
whatever, we'll play it all. We're not limiting ourselves, just as long as it's local. And
what do you love about the scene, man?
The music. The music scene today in Dallas-Fort Worth is better than it's been in, I want to say, about 20 years. Technology could play a part in that, perhaps. At the end of the day, it's about songs. And I'm hearing just great songs every day.
Yeah.
So it's very rewarding in that. Get to hear a lot of great new music before everyone else does. And sometimes they'll ask us for advice. What do you think about this? It's like, well, we're not critics here. Did you write a good song? That's really all we're looking for, you know?
Right on.
It's your art. We're not going to influence you on that, but we'll tell you if it's, you know, ready to go for radio. And nine times out of 10, it usually is. We don't get a lot of submissions that honestly are bad. And I think that's great.
Yeah. When you get a bad one, are you honest with them? Like, hey, you could do this better, or do you just kind of overlook it?
Absolutely. If somebody like I know, like it's not a, we'd be lying if we say we don't play music written by our friends. Just between Lee Russell and myself, we know a ton of people.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case. I have some friends who have made some music that I wouldn't listen to on a 14-hour flight to Australia with my ex-wife sitting next to me and my old probation officer on the other. At the same time, we will play music written by people that if I saw them broke down on the road, I would just keep driving.
All right.
But I'll still play the music.
What are some of your frustrations about the local music scene?
Well, we've got the songs, we've got the bands, we've got the talents. Just need the people.
The support.
The support. And honestly, it comes down to until young people like rock and roll music again, we're going the way of jazz.
Yeah. That's always been an issue with, like I said, when you said you hit the scene in mid-90s, mm-hmm. I mean, that was a good time because you could catch a show at Trees and then run over to the Galaxy and then run over to Curtain and just three amazing
Deep Friday, seven clubs for $7, baby.
And they'd all be packed.
Yeah. You know,
you could catch a show on a Tuesday night and it would be packed. But the support, I guess, is what left a bad taste in my mouth. You know, like I said, I exited the scene around mid-2000s. Recently got back into it with bands like Rose Garden, Funeral Party, and
love them.
Lorelei Kay, Hess. I think Casey Hess put out one of the best albums of 2020.
Thank you. Got Us Built. It's a freaking masterpiece. Yeah. I wish he would issue them on compact disc.
It's on digital and vinyl, right?
I know it's on digital. I don't know if he's put out the vinyl yet, but by default, I will buy one. You know, I just bought a cassette the other day from a local band because they didn't have vinyls or CDs. Yeah, a cassette. Don't get me started on that.
I think that's a thing right now. Like they want to do a throwback thing, but cassettes aren't coming back, I don't think.
I really hope not. And if you miss cassettes, you obviously didn't have to mess with them that much. They were a pain in the ass, and it's not a format we need to revisit other than nostalgia.
Yeah. You and Lee recently did an interview with Sterling Winfield.
Yes, sir.
Your Reckless Rock radio show, and it went viral. Like, it got picked up by every major website, every major magazine. How did that make you feel, man?
Oh, tickled to death, especially with the headlines. They take one of his quotes completely out of context and make it as the clickbait, and then all you see are the comments to the clickbait. It seemed like there was another one every hour. It was hilarious. But yeah, seeing the Reckless Rock Radio and KNON name in all these publications all around the world, oh, it's a great feeling. I hope we gain some new listeners for it and hope Sterling comes back and talks to us. He's a gem.
Yeah. Did you guys notice an increase in listeners after that?
I haven't looked, but wouldn't surprise me. But that's only because I also work two other jobs and haven't really had time to check all that. But I guess when the followers and subscribers go up on our social medias, that's a good sign. And I noticed a slight increase in that. But like I said, I haven't really paid much attention.
Yeah, I've noticed. I mean, other than your support of the local scene, man, you're just you know about the music you love.
Yes, sir. Where,
you know, it's just not the hits. It's the B-sides. It's the deep tracks.
B-sides, the deep cuts. That's what I'm about. Going out, I mean, no disrespect to any bands, but going out and hearing the greatest hits up in the suburbs does not interest me at all when there's so much newer stuff going on and newer bands playing every week. I want to go hear. I'm not ready to hang up the towel and just go listen to what I know.
Right, right.
I just can't do that. Now I'll go play it, but I ain't going to go.
Is there a band that's put out an album that you love that is not getting the respect, you know? A band that you like, a band that you admire that put out an album that's not getting the respect it deserves? Because, let's face it, in the 80s, 90s, they were getting played on the radio. These bands are getting played, and radio plays a big part in the reach, you know. And now, you know, unless you got 8 producers writing your song, you're not going to get played on the radio.
How sad is that?
I know. Are there any bands that you would recommend right now that have put out albums?
Oh God, I got to get my list out. Infidel Rising comes to mind. They just put out a new album called Complex Divinity. Seems to get a lot of good reviews overseas, but here in their hometown, they're just not getting enough love, and I don't understand what that's about.
Yeah,
I think that's a true travesty.
Yeah.
The new Rivethead, I haven't heard many people talk about that. It's probably the finest thing they've put out. And I was a big fan of the older stuff and still am. Yeah. The new album has just shown them growing as songwriters. Drowning Pool's new album is my favorite thing they've ever done.
Wow.
It's that awesome. Yes. Yeah. I love every song on that record. And
plus, I think they finally, with Jason, found a vocalist that he's completely himself. But he also respects the old stuff.
Exactly. This is his band now.
Yeah.
This is what, his third record? I'm not going to lie. When Jason Jones left and they brought the Soil guy in, it was good, but it sounded too much to me like they were trying to be a FM radioactive rock band.
Yeah.
You do what you have to do. I get it. But it wasn't really, those records really aren't really for me. When he came into the fold, it's like I was kind of like, all right, I'm taking a wait and see. But the songs speak for themselves. I think they're better now than ever, man.
Yeah.
And that new album, Strike a Nerve, I heard a couple of fusses when it came out, you know, a couple singles, but not really taking off like I thought it was going to. But then again, is any record taking off anymore?
I know,
unless
right?
You're like you said, those ones that have the 8 producers or the ones that are, you know, funded with daddy's trust fund money, you know, those bands.
Yeah.
Who really is anymore?
Right, right. Working in radio, like you said earlier, we didn't really talk about you working with The Bone, but have you met some of your heroes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back then, back then it was get us 93.3 The Bone and 13 Ticket on 1310 The Ticket, the sports radio station on one floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then two floors up, you'd have 99.5 The Wolf, the country station, and 570 KLIF, the talk radio station. So a lot of these movie stars and politicians and athletes would come. If they talked to one of us, they'd talk to all of us. So they'd kind of make the rounds. But the rock people would only really talk to us, like Nugent, Gene Simmons, Alex Van Halen. Who else came through? Pretty much JY from Styx. We became buddies after a certain bone radio station event. Kevin Dubrow, I got to be real cool with. Even got to stay at his place in Vegas a couple times.
Oh, wow, man.
This
That's
is all
amazing.
When I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
I'm 42 now. I haven't been in commercial radio since, well, back then. Yeah, man. Gene Simmons was probably the funniest because we told Michael Jackson jokes, or he starts the interview telling me Michael Jackson jokes that I'd heard in the seventh grade. And after the third, you know, courteous, that's good one, Gene. I'm like, okay, stop. Gene, these are so old. I heard these in the seventh grade here. And then I started laying them out for him, the newer ones I'd heard. And dude turned seven shades of red laughing his ass off. It was great. Yeah, I got to meet a lot of cool people, man. Tommy Chong. That was a good day.
I bet.
And he had just gotten home, if you know what I'm talking about. They finally got him loose from camp. And who was going to be a bad influence? That's right.
Yeah. What are you guys' plans for Reckless Rock Radio? You guys have grown, man, since you started.
Ooh, yeah. Business as usual, man. I just want to play the best in North Texas rock and keep the spirit of radio alive. That is our whole point. When you tune into Reckless Rock Radio, I want you to feel like you did when you would turn on Q102 or 98 KZW or Z Rock. We want you to feel part of something and have a say in something. And they do. We listen. We don't have consultants or anything like that. But yeah, there are people whose opinions we will take very seriously, especially if we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
Right on.
But that's doesn't really happen that often. We just want to keep this platform alive for the local talent in Dallas-Fort Worth that isn't getting it played anywhere else.
Yeah.
And certainly not getting the support it needs by the fans. And that's what we need again, is the fans back in the clubs. That is the biggest travesty of it all right now. It's just not enough fans.
Do you think also there's not enough clubs in town, or are there plenty of venues?
I think there's plenty of venues. No doubt about that. It's just they got to put on the stage what's going, you know, it's the music business. Yeah. They're in the liquor selling business. They're not in the music business. Clubs and venues are there to sell booze. I know. I work at three of them. You got to put on stage what's going to bring asses into the club and buying drinks.
Yeah.
And right now people want a lot of tribute and cover bands. But also they also want to go out and dance. You got some EDM stuff, and that's cool too. But people just aren't getting interested enough in rock bands anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't know what to do to change that. Go ahead.
You brought up the tribute band scene. Did you ever think it would be as big as it is, like it is now?
Hell no. I like to say I was part of the second wave of that in Dallas-Fort Worth, which started about 07, 08. We started the rat thing as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 15 years now. And I'm like, oh my God. And my newer band was like, hey, when are we rehearsing? And I'm like, looking at what we're rehearsing, I'm like, I'm not rehearsing any of that. I know all this stuff. It's been 15 years. You guys go ahead.
Right.
But no, we never thought it would be like this. And now it's still like bigger than ever today. It's just like, wow. I can't believe it, man.
I can't believe it either. I can't, you know, when I cross paths with a few tribute bands, you know, 5-6 years ago, and I can't remember which radio station was holding like shows with nothing but tribute bands. And I thought, there was like a Joan Jett tribute band, and you know, and there's a few that are really good.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I'm not docking any of them. A lot of them are great. It's just I can't go see that stuff every weekend. I've heard these songs a million times, And most of them don't play deep cuts and B-sides, which I want to hear. And that's the other thing that started when the tribute band thing started. We didn't play just the hits. We would, you know, delve into the catalog that the bands or the other bands would do the same thing of our caliber. They would, you know, play the rare stuff that the real band didn't play anymore or couldn't play anymore.
Do you have a favorite tribute band in town other than your own?
It's not my own, I promise you, because I'm in it. Rock and Roll Over, the Kiss tribute is, in my opinion, they have sounded better than the real Kiss has since at least 2009.
Yeah,
I like them a lot because I love Kiss, but I refuse to go see Kiss anymore. Love them, but it's I just can't do it. I'm not. I like them a lot. Even It Up, the Heart tribute, I like a lot because their set list is so much cooler than Heart's has been. Well, there is no more Heart.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So going to see a tribute to a band that doesn't tour anymore is, you know, I think worth it.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. Who am I leaving out? Oh, shoot. I'm going to get in the ostracize for this if any of my friends are watching. there's a lot of good ones, and we'll go with Rock and Roll Over and Even It Up for now.
Right on, man. Right on. What a lot of people don't know about KNON is like it relies strictly on listener donations, man. It's a public radio station, and it's
correct.
I've known Dave for years, and you guys have kept it going, you know, this long.
Pledge drive.
Yeah. How important are those pledge drives, man, and how often do you have them?
We have pledge drives every quarter. So about every 3 months. Is that right? Yeah, that's about right. About every 3 months. Our quota to stay on the air is not very high. Great, thankfully. Now, if we were a four-hour show like I've been clamoring for since the beginning, it'll probably go up, but we do pretty well. We very rarely do we not make our quota, and that's just usually coincides with the time of year and what happened recently. Is also our show's on Sunday nights, so a lot of people are broke by Sunday night, or you know, spent all their money at the bar or at the club. They're very important. They're what keep us thriving, not just us, but the station. But contrary to popular belief, and I can't say this enough, no money from KNON goes into my pocket or Lee Russ's. We are strictly volunteers. We do this. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, when that was my next
money,
question.
We're raising money for the station.
Yeah.
That's not us.
Yeah, that was my next question. Everyone does it because they love it. You know?
Exactly.
Like, it's and I think if it was about money, you guys wouldn't have lasted this long. That station,
no,
you know.
Hell no. I've done radio for money before. While it had its rewards, I wouldn't go through the stress of that on a daily basis ever again. Because you're always paranoid about a station flipping formats or getting bought out.
Yeah.
You're in jeopardy of losing your job every single day. Something could happen and you're not told about it, and just poof, it happens. I would not go through the stress of that again, especially not at what they're paying radio jocks these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd make more money selling crack.
Or cans.
Or cans. Exactly. Go on the highway and pick up some, you know, RC Cola cans.
Yeah.
Make a lot more money than I would in commercial radio. Hmm.
Well, brother, I appreciate you giving me the time today just to talk to me about what you do and how important, you know, that scene is. I don't live in Dallas anymore, but I was there for 50 years, you know, for a long time. I was in that area.
Bernie, we miss you, but we know what you're doing and we're kicking ass and we are rooting for you, sir.
Right on, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We'll play some South 40 here next week on KNON.
Do it, man. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. Is there
we spend the classics too, brother?
Right. Where can people find you on social media?
Just hit me up, just myself or the Reckless has an Instagram and Facebook page that we're both pretty active on. And just hit me up on Instagram or social media. I'm a personal guy. I don't have no public profiles. I don't have 5,000 friends. But if you want to be friends, hit me up. It's no politics, religion, none of that. It's all music and stupid memes.
Right on.
Mostly music, and
which I tend to steal a lot of your memes. I'm that guy.
Good. I stole them too.
Well, man, I got one more question for you, brother.
Pardon?
The podcast is called Is Breakfast Included? And if it was, what would you have, Greg?
Is breakfast included? Right now, since I just woke up, I could really go for one of those loaded breakfast sandwiches at Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
But yeah, it's right down the street and it's convenient and I don't have to put on much. I'm going to go to work in about 3 hours.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good day, man. Thanks again for
your time. Bernie, good to talk to you again. Please keep in touch. Like I said, we miss you, but we're always rooting for you. And come back and see us in Dallas-Fort Worth when you can, mate.
Right on, brother. Have a great day. Take care.
Good you, sir. Much love.
All right. Right on. Greg Renaud. Spicoli is his nickname, I believe. You can find out more about him and his show at Reckless Rock Radio on Instagram, Facebook, RecklessRockRadio.com. That's a tongue twister, Reckless Rock Radio. KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas. Check it out, man. Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. with Lee Russell. All right, man. I'm out of here. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.